Praise the Lord. What a privilege it is to be here tonight. I certainly feel such a sweet presence of the Lord in this house, and it's a blessing to get to meet Pastor. We've talked to him several times, but it's a privilege to be able to meet him and his family and also the church family here tonight. And I'm Brother Joe Serta, my wife, Sister Joey, and we're missionary evangelists from Anderson, Missouri. And we reach out to the Spanish-speaking peoples. For many years, we worked in New Mexico, and in the last couple of years, due to the violence, we have kind of withdrawn ourselves a little bit out of the country just to for safety's sake. And but we've worked much along the border there. But we've just had such a burden in the last couple of years to reach out here in the States. And as you know, there's such a great Hispanic population, and we desire to reach the lost and the dying. Praise God, before that glorious coming our brother was talking about today. Amen. The wonderful coming of the Lord. I look forward to that coming. And we wanted to share this little, just about a 10-minute video with you, just to give you just a little idea of our ministry. We strive to reach the lost, and there's a lot of other things we're striving to do. We also have a radio ministry in South Texas. Goes into Tamaulipas, Mexico, and it's been a blessing. We've had a lot of letters, phone calls, and people that have just been so grateful for the messages and things. And we certainly desire your prayers for us. And we ask you to keep us in mind. When you don't have any other missionary or evangelist to pray for, just remember Brother Joe and Sister Joey. Amen. That God would help us to continue going forward. And we're reaching out to, I have a couple of different missionaries that would like for us to join them in the Dominican Republic and also in Guatemala. And those are some things that are in the works right now. As a matter of fact, we have a trip planned to the Dominican right after the first of the year. And so we certainly desire your prayers, your love, and your support. And as God would lead you, we thank you for your offering tonight. And thank you, Pastor, for the privilege. And brothers, if you'll play that video, and we'll share just a little bit with you, a little more just in a little while. Praise God.
Brother Bill, would you get the lights here? Thanks.
Necesitan escuchar este gran mensaje. la palabra de Dios, el evangelio de Cristo Jesús esta noche. ¿Cuántos son llamados por Dios esta noche? Estamos llamados por Dios, somos llamados para ser no nada más hijos de Dios, pero también para anunciar su evangelio.
Amén.
Pero lo que pasó ese día, gloria a Dios.
Creo en ti, como creo en el sol, que me da su calor. Creo en ti, oh bendito Jesús, pues me das tu amor. Creo en ti, porque si no creyera, mi alma huérfana fuera y en mi vida no habría ni la luz ni el amor.
Seguirle, pero caminar en su camino. los cuantos momentos en esta noche. Dios quiere hacer algo para nosotros. Hermanos, vengan, aleluya, en la presencia de Dios. Aleluya, voy a hallar mi respuesta. Voy a hallar lo que necesito en la presencia. Bajo la sombra de su presencia. Que hombre no me puede contestar, ninguno me puede ayudar con esa petición que tengo, pero el Dios viviente, Él lo puede hacer. Aleluya. Hermanos, quisiera invitarles esta noche. Están vomitados a venir aquí y esperar que, aleluya, porque Él está aquí. Él está aquí.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to see the Spirit of the Lord at work amongst our brothers and sisters. And we have an affinity with what we saw tonight, is to see the Spirit of the Lord moving and folks moving in response to that. Ushers, would you come? We're going to bless this missionary evangelist couple tonight and give us unto the Lord, make this investment in the kingdom and this outreach. And let's let the Lord just be a blessing through us tonight. Amen. Amen. Brother Begley, would you pray over the offering tonight? Thank you.
the sun go down. You can make it on your own with no one else around. But I want the world to know I'm serving notice.
For that song, He is the vine and we're but branches, and without Him we can do nothing. Amen. We're going to turn our hearts to prayer tonight and continue to remember those, and we have quite a list, but the ones that are pressing upon us right now, remember Marna, and she faces further testing this week, and continue to remember Tabitha in prayer, and Hannah Wilmoth, and Sister Chrisman, and Sister Brock, and all the rest of these that we're praying for. Dylan, his mother has a real serious medical need, and he wanted to stand in for her tonight. Would you go ahead and stand, Dylan? Amen. And Julie, if you would mind standing for Hannah tonight. Amen. Are there others? You just got a real pressing need. You'd like to stand in the building tonight to represent your need. Amen. There's Buddy back in the back, Brother Brian, Brother Heath, and Sister Billy. Amen. Any others? Brother Gary? Yes. The friend, Brother Carr. Amen. Are there others you'd like to stand? Amen. Thank you, choir, leading our hearts in worship. Amen. Let's turn our hearts now to the ministry. I believe they'll also be singing for us tonight. That'll be great. And then the preaching of the word. Let's look forward to the altars tonight when God meets with us. Come, brother and sister, tonight and take your liberty in the Lord. Amen.
I just want to say we are so thankful to be here, and thank you, Pastor and Sister, for allowing us to come and to worship the Lord with you. and to share our vision with the Hispanic people with you too. And we're going to sing this song. I know the choir did an excellent job, and then the other little sister, she sang excellent too. And we just sing. So bear along with us, okay? Because we're not the best in the world. And the sister that played the piano, I don't know how she played, but she's excellent. But thank you. Thank you for your love offering. Whatever you put in the offering, you know it's going to go to see a soul saved.
Yes.
Because we don't use it for ourselves, but we use it for the kingdom of God. And we just ask that you keep us in your prayers. We're going to be heading on to a couple of other places, and then we'll return to Missouri maybe for a couple of weeks, and then we'll be heading back out to New Mexico and into those areas, because we also do some work with the Cherokee Indian Nation. And we ask that you will pray for us, that the Lord will use us, and that we can win more and more souls, because Jesus is coming soon.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing this song. This is kind of our testimony tonight. And it's a good old song. I know you know it tonight. And if you'd help us just worship just a little while, and we'll go to the Word of God. Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within. Oh, could I see? But they searched through heaven, oh yes they did, and found a Savior to save the poor lost soul like me. It was broken on Calvary. His hands, they were nails scarred. His side, it was riven. But he gave his life's blood. Would you help us sing it tonight? Give the Lord some praise. Yes.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah.
Nobody like our Jesus.
His heart, it was broken on Calvary.
Hallelujah.
His hand, they were nails scarred. His side was riven.
Oh, yes, it was.
But he gave his life's blood for even me.
Death's chilly waters, but his hand it will lead me safe over there.
Think about the promise we have.
I'll join that chorus.
Oh, yes, we will.
In that great city.
And sing up there for. Oh, what a
heart was broken on Calvary. His hands, they were nails scarred. His side was riven, but he gave his life's blood for even me. Just one more time. Would you help us sing it to him tonight?
Oh, what a Savior.
Oh, what a Savior.
Oh,
hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus.
His heart, it was broken.
His on Calvary. His hands, they were nails scarred. His side,
it was riven.
But he gave his life's blood for even me. Hallelujah. Would you lift a hand towards heaven? Help us thank God tonight. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior he is. What a mighty Savior. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you tonight. Praise the Lord. We love to worship him tonight. Amen. And it's so good to know that, amen, there's a group here. Amen. In Dayton, Ohio, that love the Lord. Amen. I tell you, I felt the presence of the Lord when we come in this house tonight, Pastor. And amen. As they were singing and just began to worship. And amen. I said, boy, this is a beautiful group of God's people. Amen. And I love to be a part of this great family, don't you? Amen. I've always believed it's the greatest family upon the face of the earth. Amen. The family of God. And if there was one thing that really drew me to the Lord as I was a young man, a young Catholic boy, and I didn't know much about the way of the Lord or anything about Pentecost was far from me. Amen. In Calvary, I didn't have any idea why he died. But when I heard that gospel message and I saw the love of God's people, one for another, Pastor, it just drew me to the Lord and drew me to an old-fashioned altar. And I'm glad tonight to know him as Savior and Lord. Amen. And oh, what a Savior he is. Oh, what a Savior he is. Praise the Lord. If you'll take a Bible with us tonight, I'd like to share with you from the Word of God. And we pray that that little short video, I just pray that it might have been something to inspire and to encourage and to let us know that I love to just know that the Lord is still in the saving business. And this weekend, we were over with Pastor Bogus there in on the other side of Dayton, and he has a Spanish work there, and we had two souls saved last night, and several new ones there in the church today, and I certainly believe the Lord was dealing with their hearts, and so I'm just so glad to report to you, amen, that the Lord is saving, and we certainly desire your prayers for us. I don't want to take a lot of time, but there are some newsletters there in the foyer table that Pastor prepared for us, and have a little board there that's got some information about our ministry. So keep us in your prayers and pick up a newsletter and pray over it. And when you don't have anyone else to pray for Brother Joe and Sister Joey, because we need your prayers and we covet those prayers tonight. Praise God. In the second book of Timothy, in the fourth chapter, I'd like to share there with you tonight. Amen. I certainly have felt just a sweet presence of his wonderful Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. And I'm just so blessed to get to meet your pastor. And my wife and I, just a privilege to meet Pastor and his wife and all of you here tonight. And just recently, Brother Hurst, matter of fact, last year sometime, we were out in New Mexico, and a pastor there gave me a little teaching, matter of fact, that you had done over at Brother Thomas's at the camp meeting, the Pillars of Pentecost. And boy, that blessed my soul. And I appreciate a man of God that is leading the church. And I love Pentecost, don't you? And I'm so thankful for the Pentecostal message that we have in this day and this hour. And that's certainly what we desire to preach, to teach, and ask the Lord to help us to spread that glorious message. Amen. That glorious message of salvation, that blood-bought salvation, and the glorious message of Pentecost. Amen. That the Lord still works through the power and the anointing of His Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Chapter 4 there in the book of 2 Timothy. If I didn't tell you, I'll tell you right now. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 7. Amen. Glory to God. Real familiar passage, and I'd like to read to you and ask the Lord's help as we minister tonight. Praise God. Verse number 7, it says, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. How many of you love His appearing tonight? Waiting for His glorious appearing. Glory to God. Paul said, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens, to Galatia, Titus, unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus. When thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Thank God. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Would you help us pray one more time? Can we thank the Lord for His word tonight and just give Him the praise and the glory and all the honor that He's worthy of tonight? Glory to God. Lord, we love You so much. Thank You tonight for the privilege we have to be in the house of God amongst Your people, Lord, tonight, looking unto You for the help that comes by the precious word of God. And Lord, certainly we know that the message of the hour, hallelujah, is that faith, that unfeigned faith that would carry us through trial and through testing, knowing that the adversary walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But we believe You tonight, Lord, and we're thankful that You stand with us, that You help us, that You lead, that You guide, that You direct. We ask tonight that as we minister, You'd help us to minister that which You'd have given to the church. And we give You the praise and the glory for it. Thank You for the word of God. Thank You for the pureness and truth of Your word. And we give You all the praise tonight. Hallelujah. And we all said amen, amen, and amen. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Precious Lord. Amen. I just feel such a sweet presence of the Lord here tonight. Amen. And I thank You for making us feel so at home. Amen. I tell you, it was a blessing the other day. First impressions are always, they always say those are always important. And I don't know how well I made a first impression on Brother Hurst. Amen. Because the first thing he had to do was get out and cut some tree limbs so we could get our trailer parked over there. And I thought, oh boy, now I'm going to put the pastor to work here. He doesn't hardly know us very well. But I appreciate your love and your kindness, Pastor, and just the generosity of God's people. We certainly pray that we can be a blessing here in this service tonight. Glory to God by the word of God. I'd like to preach to you tonight, when God shuts the lion's mouth. When God shuts the lion's mouth. You know, the Apostle Paul, probably one of the greatest examples to us of a missionary, evangelist, just a laborer in the kingdom of God. I mean, just the multitudes that were led to the kingdom of God by the mouth of a man that once destroyed the church, But that day on the road to Damascus made all the difference for that man. When that glorious light of the gospel and the glorious light of the Lord Jesus shone round about him and enlightened his eyes, and he looked up. Amen. And I appreciate what the brother said when he was leading the service or opening the service here tonight, of how every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. And I thought about Paul the Apostle. I'm sure he fell to his knees as he come off of that horse and that light shone down round about him. And Brother Hurst, as he looked up, he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" Amen. As Jesus called out to him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Amen. But the first words of recognition, that knowing he was Lord, was those words he spoke. He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" "I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And immediately Paul the Apostle, or at that time Saul of Tarsus, realized that there was going to have to be some things to go through in order to obtain that glorious crown of glory. Amen. Tonight, you know, brother and sister, we are encouraged time and time again when we sing about heaven and we rejoice in the scriptures and the passages and the messages of the coming of the Lord, and knowing we've got something to look forward to. And I don't want to get on the dismal side of things, but amen, you know, tonight we are facing some perilous times about me and you. I've never seen a day, brother, when I tell you the church is being fought in this day, in this hour, as it has never been fought before. I could tell you missionaries are being fought in this day and this time. Amen. I saw the little lettering up on the board tonight about the Pettit family. Amen. The attacks of the enemy. I could tell you about Mexico. Amen. How works have been hindered because of the danger of the violence. Missionaries' lives that have been lost. I could tell you about evangelists that are discouraged. Amen. Because of things that they are facing in their own personal lives. I could tell you of days and hours that we are living in right now, of which sometimes we look around us and we wonder and we think, why are these days at hand? But oh, could I tell someone here in this house right now and encourage us in the name of the Lord, that there is a strong tower that we can still run into and we can be safe. There is still a place of refuge and a hiding place. I love that secret place, don't you? Amen. I feel like we've been in that secret place here in this house tonight, a place where we can find refuge and help and strength, and that strength is here. Amen. I believe Paul the Apostle realized he was going to have to face some things and endure some things in his life to acquire that which God had promised unto him. Brother and sister, I know it's going to be a fight, and at times it may be a struggle, but like our brother sang tonight, it will be worth it all just to see Jesus. It's going to be worth it all. No matter the cost, no matter the price, no matter the sacrifice, it will be worth it all. Hallelujah. Just to see his glorious face, just to look upon him. Amen. As Paul addressed Timothy, that his young son in the faith, and began to close that beautiful letter, he began to tell Timothy, "Timothy, you know the passage, I fought a good fight. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. I've run my race, Timothy, and I'm just about to the finish line." Amen. But the message he was impressing, I feel upon that young man, that there was going to come some adversity and there was going to be some opposition and some things that he did not understand and maybe things he could not handle. But he wanted to remind Timothy that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. He wanted to remind Timothy that the Lord had spoken a word and said, "I will never leave thee and I will never forsake thee." Could somebody take grace in that wonderful word tonight to know that we have that confidence that our God shall not fail? He will not let us down. He will not abandon us in the midst of the valley. He won't leave us in the midst of the trial. He will not leave us when we are faced with temptation on every hand. But even as we sacrifice and we pay and make our commitment unto the things of God, and we sacrifice sometimes things that are important, sometimes things of our own selves, our own strength, our own will, our own desires, and things we would like to do in life, but we lay those things down so that we can be pleasing to an almighty God that is looking down upon me and you and looking out for some soldiers that are willing to stand and stand in the face of the enemy. I want to tell you something tonight, church. That old terrible lion, that old Slewfoot himself, he is roaring against the people of God. He is roaring against the church of the living God. Amen. He walketh about shaking whom he may devour. But the same King of glory that we have worshipped here tonight, the same King of glory that saved me and you, brother and sister, is the same Lord that's going to help us to endure the test and go through the trial and make our journey until we get to the other side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm striving for that, aren't you? Reaching for it. I love the way Paul said it so many times. I love to use him. I guess he's an easy example to use, but I love to use him because so many things he said are so impressive to us tonight and so useful in our Christian walk. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. You see, Paul had been through some things. He had been through some places. Brother, he had gone through some things that I don't know that we'll ever have to endure in this life. I don't know. It may come that way, but I don't know. Hallelujah. But I know one thing. I know we're going to be tried, and I know we're going to be tested. Amen. But he said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing and pressing. Oh, brother and sister, could I encourage us tonight? Let's just press like we've never pressed before. If it's to reach out to the lost, let us press like we've never pressed before. If it's to just, amen, gain a little more ground in our spiritual walk, brother and sister. Amen, young people, let's just press a little harder and reach a little bit higher and dig a little bit deeper and get all that we can get of the Lord, because we know he's coming soon, and he's coming for a church that is without a spot and without a blemish. And I've got to be ready. I've got to be made ready for the master's use. I've got to be that vessel prepared. Hallelujah. That habitation of God, that glorious temple that he can use for his glory and for his honor. The test comes to try my faith. That's simple. I know that's simple, but it's very true. It comes to try my faith. I read something the other day, Brother Hurst, about Smith Wigglesworth, and I had to write it down because it blessed my soul. And they were asking him, you know, he was a man of faith, a man that God used mightily. Talk about evangelism, missionary. He was a great one. The Lord used him. Saved souls, healed the sick, miracles done, wonders performed by the hand of God. And someone asked him, they said, brother, what would it take? What does it take to have that kind of great faith? And this is what he answered, and I wanted to read this to you here tonight. He said, great faith is the product of great fights. Great faith is the product of great fights. Well, I would think, Lord, I know sometimes we fight the battle and sometimes we fight the struggle, but those are things we would rather avoid. I believe we'd all agree to that. Those are things we'd rather go around and maybe bypass or maybe take a detour around it, the fight. But the fight is what's going to build in my heart that great faith. He also went on to say, great testimonies are the outcome of great tests. Brother, why am I going through what I'm going through? Why is my faith being tested the way it's being tested? God is building a great faith within his people tonight. Amen, brother and sister. We got to have something solid to stand upon tonight. It can't be shaky ground. It can't be that wavering faith that he talked about over in the book of James. It's got to be a solid faith, brother. A faith to know that I believe God and I'm trusting him. No matter what comes my way, the winds may blow and the storms may come and trial may face me on every hand, but I'm going to hold on to the faith that he has planted in my heart. Glory to God. I've got to know that when I get to the end of the journey, I can testify and say, oh Lord, I fought a good fight and I kept the faith. I kept the faith. He also told them, he said, great triumphs can only come out of great trials. Great trials. Sometimes I've thought that I've had it bad. But when I began to read, brother, of some of the things that Paul the Apostle went through, and you know it tonight. Amen. I remember when he told him, he said, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. I remember when he said, thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. I've been through some things, but I've never been through those things. And I've said, Lord, at times, would you help us to have that kind of a faith? Hallelujah. How many is in agreement with me here tonight? Hallelujah. That we need that kind of a faith. Hallelujah. Because the devil is roaring. Amen. The lion is roaring. And he's coming after me and you. Amen. And we need that great faith. Hallelujah. But through the test and through the trial and through the endurance of my faith, Brother Hurst, I believe he's going to build something in me and you that shall be useful in the kingdom of God. Amen. I believe these are the greatest days for the Pentecostal Church of God tonight. I want to tell you, I believe these are the greatest hours for the church, because he's getting us ready to go home, church. Amen. I believe he's going to pour out of his spirit to those that are hungry. I felt him here tonight, didn't you? Amen. Would you lift a hand with me? And can we thank God for the presence of his Holy Ghost that we have felt in this house tonight? He is moving. He is moving. He is moving amongst his people tonight. Amen. It's not dead and gone. It belongs to me and you tonight. And he's doing something real, even as he did in days gone by. Thank God. He's real tonight. He's real. He's real. I'm so glad he's real. I'm so glad he's real. I don't want to tarry long here, but I got to thinking about Demas. You know, Paul began to I feel like he was just kind of reminiscing of some things as he was closing that letter to Timothy. He said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. And I've heard a lot of interpretations of that and different ideas of what that meant. But one thing I know for certain is Demas was gone now. Demas was out of Paul's life. And at one time he spoke of Demas, that Demas was there with him, alongside, maybe preaching the gospel, I don't know, carrying, maybe helping along with the ministry, whatever it might have been. But now Demas was gone. Alexander the coppersmith had done him much evil. And he wanted to warn Timothy, you're going to have to face some things, son. You're going to have to face some things. You're going to have to do like I've done. You got to fight that good fight of faith. You've got to keep up. Keep up what pastors taught us. We've got to keep up that prayer life. We've got to keep up that time in the presence of the Lord, that valuable, precious time that builds my faith and helps me to go on another week. I've got to build upon the things that God hath placed within my heart and within my life. Amen. Taking the word of God and applying it to my life and digging myself and rooting myself so deep within that word. Amen. That when a trial comes, amen, it's my refuge, it's my strength, it's that holding power and keeping power that will lead and guide and direct me every step of the way.
must be reminded, because as he told Timothy, he said, only Luke is with me. Only Luke is now left with me. Sometimes you can feel like you're walking it all by yourself. Sometimes we can walk that lonesome valley, brother. Sometimes we can face those dark valleys and look down through and wonder, who is it that can help me? Who is it that I can find confidence in? I can testify to you, there's been times my wife and I out on the field, sometimes out in a strange place. We don't know. We've never been there. Sometimes at dangerous hours, and we've wondered, oh Lord, what's going to carry us through this one? Hallelujah, because you know what? This old flesh is full of infirmity, and this old flesh, brother, is full of weakness and frailty and the doubts and the fears. They attack us from every side. When Paul stood before the Emperor Nero, amen, in his first answer, he said that no man stood with him. Nobody stood by his side. Nobody took his place and said, I want to stand up and testify for that man. He's all right, Emperor. He's not done anything wrong. No, no. Oh, but there was someone that was standing beside of him and was bearing him up under those eagle's wings. There was someone that was walking beside him. I'd like to encourage us tonight, church. He's not left his church tonight. He is walking beside us. Amen. His power, amen, is here tonight. And he wants to encourage someone to let us know that we can make it tonight. We can make it. Because there are times that it's easy to wonder, oh Lord, can I make it through this one? Can I make it through this one? Can I make it through this battle? Can I make it through this fight? Is that temptation too strong for me? And I have to report that yes, it is, but it's not too strong for him. It's not too strong for him. It's not too strong for him. That trial is not too great for him. He said he would put not more upon us than that which we could bear. And also with that temptation, he also knows how to make that way of escape. That way of escape. That way of escape. He's my way out tonight. He is my way out. And Paul realized that. He said, nobody stood with me. No one. But, I love the way he says this. And I'm going to read it to you. And I'm going to close you real quickly. At my first answer, no man stood with me. But all men forsook me. I pray, God, that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding. Hallelujah. That turns it completely around. That turns it all the way around. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. And he not only stood with them, brother, but it says he strengthened me. He strengthened me. I feel that strength flowing in this house tonight. I believe that there is a strong arm of the Lord that reaches out to me and you. I believe that unction of the Holy Ghost, brother, amen, that we have rejoiced in here tonight is still in this house, and he's reaching into someone's heart tonight because he doesn't want to just stand beside us, but he wants to strengthen us tonight and build us up upon that most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that anointing that'll break every yoke and break every chain and cause the devil to flee again. I love the way he said it. He said, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Glory to God. That's his promise. That's his word. Hallelujah. Would you help me thank him for the word of God tonight? Would you help me thank you for the word of God? Thank you for the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know. Glory to God. I feel like someone maybe need to know. Because I tell you, that old lion, that old ugly devil's roaring against us tonight. Amen. But the Lord stood with me. Paul said, strengthen me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Did you know he knows how to shut the lion's mouth tonight? Amen. He is an accuser of the brethren tonight. He accuses us, I believe, before the throne of God constantly. Amen. But I'm so glad tonight that the master tonight, amen, the master of the sea,
the one that died for us tonight, the one that made that sacrifice, sister, the one that heals our sick bodies, the one that saved our lost soul tonight. He's the same one that can shut the lion's mouth tonight. He's the same one that can put him to flight. Glory to God. I believe we can stand and we can declare our liberty in Christ Jesus tonight. He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Would you help me enjoy that liberty just a little bit tonight? Amen. Enjoy that liberty that we have in Christ Jesus and in the glory of God and in the presence of His Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love His presence, don't you? Would you help me one more time? Just magnify the Lord. Just magnify Him just a little while. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just a little while. Magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to challenge someone here tonight. Amen. Because I believe there are gifts and there are callings amongst this church, amongst the people of God here tonight, amongst our young people. And I believe the Lord is calling. I believe the Lord has chosen us to go forth and to reach out in the darkness. Amen. And shine that marvelous light. I'd like to challenge somebody here tonight to say, oh Lord, would you give me that kind of faith? Would you give me that great faith, glory to God, that when I'm facing all adversity and all opposition is coming against me, I want to hold on to the faith that God hath planted within my soul tonight. Church, He's coming soon tonight. Amen. He is coming soon. Amen. And Jesus said, He said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith upon the earth? Lord, give us that faith tonight. Would you give us that faith? Would you give us that faith? Would you stand to your feet with us just a few moments tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. As you're standing, just close your eyes with us just a little while. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. The things that I face and the things that we go through. Praise God. He's wanting to use our lives tonight, children of God. He's wanting to use our lives. There's the lost and the dying right now. And they're dying by the minute, by the second, as it goes by, as the clock ticks away. Hallelujah. If my faith fails, if my stand becomes weak, if my hope becomes frail, if everything that I've built up in the things of God is washed away by the storms of this life, hallelujah. How can I impact my generation? How can I impact my generation? But I believe that Paul the Apostle gave Timothy that message because as a young man, he wanted him to know, Timothy, you can make it. You can make it. God can use you. God's preparing you. God's making you ready. God's building you up and making you strong so that you can face those things. And so He can use your life for His glory and for His honor. Paul said it. He said, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory, glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. I feel like somebody can testify tonight. Say, Brother Joe, the lion's roared against me. He's come up against me. He's tried to take my hope, my faith, my joy. Tried to steal my peace. He's tried to put me on shaky ground. And I'm striving to stand solid upon the promises of God. But oh, thank God, brother and sister, tonight. His presence is here. His Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. I'd like to invite us, if we could. I'd like to challenge us tonight to say, oh, Lord, would you give us that kind of faith? That kind of faith that'll put the devil to flight. That kind of faith that'll shut the lion's mouth. That kind of faith that even though testing and trial may come, that I could say, yes, Lord, I'm fighting that good fight of faith. And I'm going to fight it to the end that I might finish my course with joy. Hallelujah. Would you come tonight? Could we find an altar somewhere around this house? Glory to God. As the Holy Ghost leads you tonight, would you find a place to say, oh Lord, I come to you because you're my refuge, you're my strength tonight. Have your way in me.
Have your way in me, oh Lord. Yes, have
your way in me.
Have your way in me, oh Lord. Hallelujah.
Touch my heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trial, temptation is coming your way. Fighting you on every hand. Don't know which way to go, which way to turn. Could I encourage you tonight here? Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Ghost wants to build us up. Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Ghost wants to build us up tonight. He can make us strong, strong in that faith. Strong, glory to God, in my endurance, in my patience. Hallelujah. Trying, testing. Hallelujah. Tribulation. Sometimes on every hand. But he's building a faith in me. He's building a faith in you. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord, my soul.
With your love, you can make me whole.
Hallelujah. Oh, he'll meet us here tonight. He knows how to meet us here. He knows how to answer tonight. Oh, glory to God. I might be struggling through it, but my God shall stand with me.
Have your way in me.
You might feel like you're standing alone at times.
Have your way in me.
Oh, but could I tell you, he's not left us.
Touch my heart, my mind and my soul.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
And with your love, you can make me whole. Have your way in me.
Have your way, O Lord. Have your way in me, O Lord. Oh, at my first answer, no man stood with me. Hallelujah, no man stood with me. Nevertheless, hallelujah. Nevertheless, my God, hallelujah. He stands with us tonight, church.
Way in me.
Have your way in me, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Touch my heart, my mind,
oh, and my soul.
And with your love, you can make me whole.
Oh, you can make me whole.
Have your way
in me tonight, oh Lord. Be my strength, my
Ghost.